Every culture has its death rituals. Whether it's a wake or the Jewish custom of sitting Shiva, these ceremonies exist to help us say goodbye to loved ones. But as commentator Ken Harbaugh knows all too well, the death of an unborn child is different, an event not generally marked in public. He has this reflection on how he and his wife have dealt with the kind of pain that few talk about.
It has been 3 months since the miscarriage. We weren't far along, still in the first trimester, so only our closest friends knew we were expecting. Anne-Marie, my wife, is fine. At least her body is fine. There is something broken in both of us, though. My wife and I have every reason to be grateful. The miscarriage happened early on. Anne-Marie was never in danger. We have two beautiful girls already. If we want, we can still have more. But the whole experience left us wondering how one deals with a tragedy that happens quietly at home. A few weeks before we lost the baby, my wife's grandfather died. His funeral, like any other, was solemn, but also beautiful. Everyone came, all 10 kids from across the country. Distant relatives, co-workers, people from church stopped by to pay their respects. They mourned alongside the family. We buried Grandpa Kel that afternoon and woke the next morning with the memory of a beautiful send-off. There is a reason that such ceremonies exist. Who knows if it meant anything to Grandpa lying in his casket, but it meant a lot to everyone else. I gave him my gold Navy wings, pinned to an American flag laid on his chest. He was the only other Navy pilot in the family, and I felt the need to solemnize that connection. Others said goodbye in their own way. Some talked to him. Some knelt for a while by his side. Most importantly, we all said farewell together. A miscarriage is tragic enough by itself. What makes it worse is the fact that no social custom has evolved to help us through the loss. There is no ceremony, no coming together, no ritualized support. Anne-Marie and I suffered alone, in silence. Most of our friends had no idea we were grieving. It took me 2 weeks to tell my own mom. And it's not as if life stopped or even slowed down to allow us a moment to reflect. We had jobs to get to, kids to take care of. Real sadness seemed an indulgence we could not afford. In the months since, I have learned something about this kind of grief. It is not a luxury, but an essential part of healing. So this weekend, after the kids are in bed, Anne-Marie and I will do something that may seem a little crazy. We will head into the garden with a bulb we've been saving. We will bury it, say a few words, and hold each other. We will finally have our ceremony. I suspect that watching the first green shoot push up through the earth will hurt. Every time we see it, we will be reminded of what happened to us. But that's all right. Grief cannot be buried forever. With enough time and a little sunlight, it might just transform itself into something that aches a little less.
Commentator Ken Harbaugh lives in Chagrin Falls, Ohio. He's currently finishing his first novel.
You're listening to All Things Considered.